KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez says he's not stepping down, despite an 8-3 vote at the city council yesterday calling on him to resign. Gonzalez says he's innocent of all the corruption charges he faces over a secret garbage contract. Today is the deadline for propositions to qualify for the November ballot. Voters will face at least 13 of them, including bond measures and tax increases totaling a record $46 billion. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach have unveiled a plan to cut diesel air pollution from cargo ships, trucks, and trains by more than 50% within 5 years. Studies show that diesel exhaust causes cancer, and it's blamed for hundreds of deaths and most of the pollution-related health problems in the L.A. region. And at UC Santa Cruz this morning, a memorial service for Chancellor Denise Denton. She died in San Francisco this past weekend in an apparent suicide jump off the roof of a downtown apartment building. Education and civil rights have been closely linked in the United States for at least a half a century, ever since the U.S. Supreme Court rejected so-called separate but equal schools in its Brown v. Board of Education ruling. This month marks 8 years since California voters approved a state initiative that civil rights groups saw as a blow to the ideal of that landmark ruling. Proposition 227 ended most bilingual education in the state's public schools, replacing it with English-only classes. In the conclusion to our series, The Language of Learning, Catherine Barron reports on how language instruction has become a civil liberties issue in California schools.
Danny Ramirez practices English vocabulary in a computer lab at Victor Valley High School.
Fancy. Excess.
Ramirez is a ninth grader at this San Bernardino County school.
Canal.
He arrived in the United States from Zacatecas in central Mexico about 3 years ago, speaking almost no English.
It was really hard to start off. It was really hard to learn all those new words and everything. And I kind of got the hang of it, like, in the first months. I really did understood everything.
Ramirez is a success story under California's Proposition 227. He's become fluent in English in a school that teaches only in English. Ron Unz, the Silicon Valley software engineer behind 227, said that's why the initiative works.
If you put students who don't know English in a class where, you know, pretty much all the instruction is in English, after not even 4 years, after 6 months, they'll know a lot more English and they'll do better on the test.
But that hasn't been the case for some of Danny's classmates. 11th grader Karina Mendez came to Victorville from Sinaloa, Mexico, about 2 years ago. She's taken the high school exit exam several times and failed. Karina says she's sure she would pass if she could take it in Spanish. If she doesn't pass, she doesn't graduate next year. That hard line isn't sitting well with some of the state's school districts. 10 of them have filed suit, claiming the state is violating federal education law by not allowing students to take high-stakes tests in their native language. But Stanford education professor Guadalupe Valdez says the barriers for English learners are more insidious.
And so when people say, well, you know, we tried, you know, whatever it is, bilingual education, it just didn't work. Well, why did you expect that just by addressing the language issue, you were going to be able to change the whole world of these children? You didn't change the poverty. You didn't change the 7 jobs that the mother has, the fact that she's not there, the fact that there are 17 people living in a 2-bedroom apartment. You didn't change any of that.
Valdez says that helps explain why 1 out of every 4 English learners failed the exit exam, the largest percentage of any group. And that's the basis of another lawsuit against the state brought by students who haven't yet passed the test. Their attorneys argued that English learners are getting separate and unequal education. There aren't enough materials, and what does exist isn't the best quality. Barbara Clements teaches world history to English learners at Victor Valley High. She's been in the field for 30 years. Clements opens 2 high school textbooks and reads a passage from each about the beginnings of World War II. The first is written at the very basic level for English learners.
But Hitler said he would not attack any more countries in Europe. Great Britain and France gave in to Hitler in order to prevent a war. This was called appeasement. Okay.
So there's the next passage is from the regular high school textbook. English.
In an effort to avoid war, representatives from England, France, Germany, and Italy met in Munich, Germany in September 1938. Britain and France followed a policy of appeasement, or giving in to someone's demands in order to keep the peace.
It goes on like that for three pages, compared with a one-paragraph description in the basic book. This gap in information is in some ways a metaphor for the ongoing achievement gap between English learners and other students. 8 years after Proposition 227, California's Secretary of Education, Alan Burson, says that's one issue that has not gone away.
The remaining concern and the continuing challenge is that we're not narrowing the achievement gap, that is, the gap in learning levels between most Latinos and African Americans and Indo-Chinese students on the one hand, and most Asian and Caucasian students on the other.
So tempers flared this spring when the State Board of Education shot down a proposal by Burson to make textbooks more responsive to the needs of English learners. Burson chastised the State Board of Education for being closed-minded. Others were more blunt. After the vote, Shelley Spiegel Coleman with the Los Angeles County Office of Education said the decision was bad all around.
What's very clear to us is that in California, we are not going to see our schools advance. We're not going to see our state advance unless we do the right thing for English learners.
Both Spiegel Coleman and Secretary Burson said the textbook decision is not a done deal as far as they're concerned. The same is true for the exit exam and testing in English only. Later this summer, those legal challenges will come back before the courts. What happens in the courts and in Sacramento will determine whether English learners will get their version of Brown versus Board of Education. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barron.
To learn more about this series, visit our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, June 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Research support for the California Report series, The Language of Learning, was provided through a University of Maryland Journalism Fellowship in Child and Family Policy, funded by the Foundation for Child Development.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California and the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.